Good morning. This is Talking Animals. My guest today might be you. And you. And you. By Mitch, I mean we're inviting folks to call in today and speak for a few minutes about an animal cause, organization, event that's significant to you as leader, volunteer, advocate, and so on. These chats will be 3 to 5 minutes long. We'll take the calls randomly, and we ask that there be no mention of costs or prices. We'll get started in a few minutes. Also, later on is the prize for Name That Animal Tune. We'll give away a pair of tickets to see the Wailers, April 25th at Janus Live. Right now, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune of sorts, one of those selected by last week's guest, Tom Kenny, that we didn't get to. This is Big Al Downing with Down on the Farm here on Talking Animals.
The barber with a mule down on the farm.
That was Big Al Downing with Down on the Farm. And all right, now, for the next, 25 minutes or so, we'll be taking calls from folks. And again, we'll chat for 3 to 5 minutes about an animal cause, organization, event that's significant to them. Again, we're going to be taking these calls randomly. We just ask, again, there's no mention of costs or prices in these discussions. And we'll probably mix in some animal news and announcements along the way as well. And we can take some of these by email at dj@wmnf.org, mostly seeking phone calls, but emails are welcome as well, and the shorter messages probably have the better chance of being read as part of our show today. So, with a reminder that we invite you very much, as even more so than usual, to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663. Or again, by email at dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome the first of today's guests. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I ask your name?
Of course. My name is Tyson Hughes. I work over here at Pinellas County Animal Services here in Largo, Florida.
Okay.
Serving all of Pinellas County.
Great. All right, so what would you like to tell us today, Tyson?
Well, we have a huge number of things, so we can fill any kind of amount of time because we do lots and lots of adoptions. That's my primary goal, and that's my job, is to get these animals out of here. We service dogs and cats, and we do all kinds of adoptions and events. I have great volunteers that take our adoption dogs on some different weekends to local area pet stores. And in fact, because there are so many cats that come into our shelter and we don't have enough room in our small adoption area for cats, we have 11 pet stores throughout Pinellas County that actually do cat adoptions for us. They take care of them and help us out with that. And that's been a huge help. And we do adoptions approaching about 5,000 a year. So we're very happy with that.
Wow.
We also have...
excuse me one sec, Tyson.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it by virtue of the 11 pet stores and therefore just a broader reach that you're able to do 5,000 a year?
Well, when I started out 10 years ago, the adoption record was 3,200, and once we ramped it up and started working with the local businesses, then local businesses are adopting out 2,000 or more cats a year.
Wow.
Of course, we're one of the few shelters that work with both dogs and cats that adopt more cats than dogs.
Wow, that is notable. Yeah.
And that has been a wonderful thing. Everybody's spayed or neutered and tested for different illnesses and dewormed, licensed and microchipped and on. So they all get very well taken care of and vetted. We have adoptions in the shelter itself, and the location is on Olmerton Road. It's 12450 Olmerton. The adoptions on weekdays are from 9 to 5:30, and on Saturday from 9 to 1. And we have where you can go online and see the animals. Can I give out the any web addresses?
Yeah, I was going to ask you and anyone else that we speak to for a website address and or Facebook page or both, yeah.
Well, Pinellas County Animal Services has a great Facebook page that our volunteers help us with and take care of. Actually, they run it. They're awesome. On the Pinellas County Animal Services webpage, which would be pinellascounty.org/animal services. It's a little long, but if you go to that site, then there are links there where you can see videos of our dogs or cats at closing time. You can see through the Pet Finder website with links on our homepage also of photographs and descriptions of the animals. So there's a tremendous number there.
Okay.
We also have a senior-to-senior program where we take senior animals and match them up with senior citizens, and that's done by one of our great volunteers, Judy Elliott. So there are huge numbers of things. We also have a Murals for Mutts program here, and you can see that on our webpage as well, where folks come in and they provide a picture to an artist, and they do pay for that service, but they can have their animal memorialized as a mural that's just growing all around the lobby of the shelter.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I think the artist that does that, I think maybe on one of these very shows where we took sort of call-ins from various folks, I think spoke with us once about that. It sounds like a really an amazing.
Yeah, that's Anna Hamilton.
Yeah,
a very talented artist
for sure. Well, Tyson, this is great. I mean, believe me, I know there's many more things that you could mention, but we want to, of course, give other folks a chance, and we've heard some really great, important things, and I guess the key thing, if we had to reduce it down, is people want to find out more or see some of the animals they could maybe add to their family, go to pinellascounty.org/animal services.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for all your great work, Tyson.
You're welcome. I appreciate it also.
Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Avalon Tyson.
Hey, Avalon, how are you?
Hello.
Good. Why don't you, for listeners who may not have heard you on the show before, why don't you just kind of give a little information about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Yes, sir. My name is Avalon Tyson, and I am the founder of Conserve It Forward, an environmental nonprofit organization that helps people learn about the environment, primarily through frogs. We have lots of programs in the community, and we do presentations and booths and things like that. But one big event that is coming up is our third annual Tampa Area Save the Frogs Day. It's a week from Saturday on April 27th from 10 a.m. through 1:30 p.m. at Camp Bayou Outdoor Learning Center just south of Tampa and Ruskin. It's part of the world's biggest day of amphibian conservation, and it's a great family event because there are games, activities, and prizes for everyone. You will also have a chance to sign my petition to help get a state amphibian, and at 1 p.m., we will end with a human frog chorus where we will all croak together for amphibian conservation awareness, and there will be a prize drawing. I really encourage everyone to pre-register and get more information at our website, conserveitforward.org, and I really hope to see you there. It is a fun way to spend a Saturday with your family, and Camp Bayou is so pretty, a perfect example of natural Florida. Oh, and our Facebook, my organization's Facebook address is facebook.com/conserveitforward.
Great, Avalon. And for those listening, again, who might not be familiar with you, why don't you tell us your age, if you don't mind.
My age is 12 years old.
That's right. And she's been on the show with me and been on the show once with Bev and again, founded this organization, Conservative Forward. And so that's great. Well, we look forward to everybody heading out to the Save the Frog event April 27th at Camp Bayou Learning Center. And again, for more information on that or anything else about Conservative Forward, is conservativeforward.org. Thanks so much, Avalon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Talking Animals. If you just tuned in, my guests today are various people calling in to talk briefly about an animal cause, organization, or event that's significant to them. We're taking the calls randomly at 813-239-9663. Trying to limit them to about 3 to 5 minutes so more people, of course, would have a chance. Just ask that there be no mention of any costs or prices. And again, we'd be happy to work in some email along these lines, dj@wmnf.org. And we're also going to work in some animal news and announcements along the way. And I think perhaps fittingly, we need to start with Boston. This piece starts off, "Tales of hope abound in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombings, and even four-legged workers are pitching in to provide relief to those in need. Throughout the week, the Boston community can count on canine comfort from 5 specially trained golden retrievers deployed by Lutheran Church Charities in Addison, Illinois. 3 of the organization's therapy dogs arrived from Chicago, where they joined 2 retrievers who've been working with bereaved students and parents at Sandy Hook Elementary every day since December. People talk to the dogs. They're like furry counselors," Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities, told Today.com. "It's a chance to help bring some relief to people that are shaken up because of the bombings. The dogs are set to remain in Boston until Sunday, possibly longer, depending on the needs of the community. They'll be stationed at First Lutheran Church, which is a few blocks from the finish line of the marathon, the site, of course, of Monday's bombings. Hetzner says the team will likely visit the area's hospitals as well, where well over 100 victims are being treated. I would imagine their effect will be the same as it was in Newtown," Hetzner said. "They bring a calming effect to people and help them process the various emotions that they go through in times like this." More internationally in scope, found this from the UK, from The Guardian Online. "Circuses will be banned from using wild animals in their shows under new government proposals that have been published after a long campaign. Politicians and animal welfare groups have repeatedly called for the measure, and in June 2011, MPs overwhelmingly supported a blanket ban, but ministers were initially reluctant to meet their demands due to fears over possible legal action from circus operators. The government's plan will make it an offense for any operator to use a wild animal in performance or exhibition in a traveling circus in England from starting December 1st, 2015. The Agriculture Minister David Heath told MPs this grace period is to allow operators of traveling circuses a reasonable period of time to adapt their businesses and organize suitable care arrangements for their wild animals. Under the terms of the draft, wild animals and circuses bill the ban will cover any creature not normally domesticated in Great Britain. Government has already introduced strict regulations to improve conditions for performing animals until the law is changed. And can't read this really. It's kind of a long piece, but a few days ago in the New York Times, a really great comprehensive article about the whole supervision of filming and television on TV sets, film sets, and obviously that use animals. And it really looked carefully into this, using, of course, the HBO series Luck is kind of a key touchstone, but much broader piece than that, too. So you can find that online. Again, New York Times. I think it officially was posted April 14th. Also, locally here, I want to let you know that after a highly successful bout on Broadway, Mike Tyson will take his acclaimed one-man show, Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth, on a national tour, bring it to Ruth Eckert Hall tonight, Wednesday, April 17th. And Mike Tyson, the Undisputed Truth is a rare personal look inside the life and mind of one of the most feared men ever to wear the heavyweight crown. Directed by Spike Lee, this riveting one-man show goes beyond the headlines and behind the scenes, really, to deliver a pretty interesting show by all accounts. And part of the reason I bring this up is I don't know to what extent it's addressed and the one-man show, but Tyson did go vegan a while back and is enthused about sort of the ensuing impact on his life and health in interviews and elsewhere. So again, this is Talking Animals, sort of a different day today. We're inviting folks to call in and talk briefly about an animal cause, an organization, an event that's significant to them. And we're just, again, going to take the calls randomly, 813-239-9663. We'll get into some other news. And on sort of a related note, one of the stalwarts of the local music scene and the local animal scene, Ronnie Elliott, is having a big birthday show this Saturday, April 20th. At the Hideaway Cafe in St. Pete. Gets underway about 8 p.m. And also on the show is another musical luminary locally and an animal champion of many, many years, Harry Hayward. So, again, that's this Saturday, April 20th at the Hideaway Cafe. And we've talked a number of times about PAWS, the Performing Animal Welfare Society, and noticed that today, April 17th, the Los Angeles City Council will adjourn its meeting in memory and in honor of PAWS co-founder, Pat Derby, who died a few months ago. And this accolade is reserved for very special individuals, often those who have made a positive difference in the world and had a specific kind of connection. Mayor Antonio Villagrosa announced that the elephant Ruby would be transferred from the Los Angeles Zoo to ARC 2000, the sprawling, I think it's 2,300 or so acre sanctuary that that PAWS operates there. So she joined some other elephant friends. So anyway, that's kind of a nice nod to the late Pat Derby. So, hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
So, thanks for joining us on Talking Animals. What is your name?
Duncan, it's Suzanne from Florida Voices for Animals.
Oh, great. Suzanne, how are you?
Terrific. How are you?
Good, good, good. So what would you like to tell us about Florida Voices for Animals this morning?
Well, our mission is to educate the public about animal abuse and exploitation. So that's basically what we're all about. We have all kinds of things going on. Unfortunately, we have to do some demonstrations about what we think is animal exploitation, and that would be at the circus and the dog track, things like that. But I did want to tell you about some events that are going on this weekend that we're putting on. It's Earth Day, Saturday.
Sure.
And there'll be a Florida Voices for Animals vegan bake sale. That's going to be at Mojo Books and Music. It's at 1221 USF Pine Drive. Oh, no, that's Botanical Gardens. I'm sorry. The Mojo Books is at 2540 East Fowler Avenue, and that starts at 10 a.m. Florida Voices for Animals will be tabling at the USF Botanical Gardens, and that one is at 12210 USF Pine Drive. There's also a vegan buffet. Saturday night at Loving Hut at 1905 East Fletcher, and that's from 6 to 9. Great, great vegan food. If anybody has never tried vegan food but wants to, that would be a good place to go.
Wow, Suzanne, well, this is great, and also you're sort of working your way through a stack of some of the things I was going to intersperse in the show about some of the events, so that's great. We're of like minds. Some of these events, so that's terrific. So, Suzanne, why don't you give us the website where people could find out about these and other things that Florida Voices for Animals is either involved with or sponsoring?
Our website is floridavoicesforanimals.org. The events I just told you about, not all of them will be in there because some came up after we sent out our last newsletter. But we do have a meetup site for Florida Voices. So they can go to the meetup site and find information on all of those.
Right, and if I'm not mistaken, I think there's also a Facebook page, which I assume would be able to be more current about some of the events and stuff.
You know, I think we do, but yeah. I haven't even come into this century.
Okay,
I don't do Facebook or anything like that, so I don't know about that one.
Okay, all right. Well, these all sound great, and yeah, of course we. We have Florida Voices for Animals and events and people on the show periodically, and then do great, great work. And obviously there's some great events on the horizon and as soon as this weekend. So so great, Suzanne. Thanks for calling Talking Animals and all your great work over the years.
You're welcome. Thanks, Duncan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, this is Talking Animals. Again, if you just tuned in, just taking calls from folks who just would like to speak for a few minutes about an animal organization or an event or both that's coming up, and or just an important cause that you think we should be aware of that maybe we haven't addressed as fully as we should have. So again, we're taking these calls randomly, 813-239-9663, and just trying to keep them, you know, fairly brief so more people have a chance. And again, just requesting that people do not mention costs of things or prices, just because that's we're just not allowed to do that here at WMNF. But anyways, and again, if you are just more able to email in something that you think we should include in today's conversation, dj@wmnf.org. We will certainly try to include that. So now more immediately, there is, we just got word here that there's a medium-sized unspayed male brown dog running loose on 13th Street, just sort of around the corner from the station. Apparently looks like he's lost and trying to find his family or his way home. So if this rings any kind of bell or you think you might know who this dog is, by all means, check it out. And I'm sure he would appreciate your help in that way. So let's continue with some other local announcements because there's just so many things coming up locally. Some we've sort of hit on through our callers or that I've been able to announce, but we just want to make sure we don't give short shrift to anything, especially on a show like this where we're really trying to cover a lot of different ground and give people opportunity for airtime and making sure we get the word out on various things. So among those things, also coming up, the Humane Society of Tampa is holding its 11th annual Tuxes and Tails fundraising gala this Saturday, April 20th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Tampa Marriott Waterside. So it, of course, is quite an evening, live entertainment, wine, elegant dinner, live and silent auctions, there'll be adoptable animals there, and much, much more. So you can find out, they have a website devoted strictly to this. It is tuxesandtailstampa.com, or you can also call 813-876-4154. Sorry, 4150. I'm sorry, 813-876-4150 to find out more about Tuxes and Tails. And certainly an event you would need to make reservations for, clearly. So you can go to that website or make that use that phone number to do so. All right, well, we're seem to be getting more emails than phone calls, but we can roll with that. That's cool. So one of these is from a close friend of the station, letting us know the Tampa Bay Veterinary Emergency Services at 238 East Barris Avenue, corner of North Florida and Barris in North Tampa, does a wonderful service for the community in that they take in companion animals that have been injured or are sick and don't have guardians that can care for them. Then, if they are able to return to healthy status, adopt them out. So some of their adoptables that fit that scenario can be found on petfinders.com, and just type in zip code 33613 to see the Tampa Bay Veterinary Emergency Service adoptables. And they're also on Facebook. So, all right, let's see if we can take another call. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to talk about a concert going on this Saturday for Defenders of Wildlife.
Oh, great. Well, boy, I was going to mention that myself. I've got the sheet in my hand. There's an email about it, and now you're on the phone. So I say we go with you. What is your name, sir?
This is Jeff from Craftsman House.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, by all means, tell us about it. I mentioned on last week's show, but I'd love to get a little bit more detail from you, so that's fantastic.
Okay. Well, Arville Bird will be in concert. He's a Celtic violinist and Native American flutist, and it's a benefit for Defenders of Wildlife. It's this Saturday at 6 p.m., and it's the Earth Day Defenders of Wildlife concert, so come on out. We don't have a lot of tickets left. It's filling up pretty quick, but you call the gallery at 727-323-2787 for tickets. So we can hook you up there.
And that's great. I mean, that's a good problem to have, Jeff, that that there's very few tickets left. So
yeah, there's been a lot of good support for the for Arville and the Center's Wildlife.
For sure. And if you don't mind, Jeff, just for people listening who may not be that familiar and you know, still, you know, would maybe try to get to the concert either way, but maybe if you wouldn't mind, just take a moment or two and outline, you know, sort of what Defenders of Wildlife is or does.
Well, they're going to have a representatives and tables set up at the concert to kind of explain all that more. But basically, it's a national organization which has a chapter here in St. Petersburg, and they try to, in the state of Florida, do things like the Black Bear Festival they put on in northern Florida each year is one of the big things they do, and
sure.
and try to keep the habitat and the migration lanes going for the animals.
Excellent, yeah. And do you happen to know offhand their website, Jeff?
I do not know it offhand, no.
Okay, well, I guess it'd be pretty easy to search it. Like you say, it's a national organization. So
sure.
Great. And also, people do want to find out a little bit more about Arville Bird in case they want to snap up those remaining tickets. I believe it's Arville, ARVELBird.com is his own website where you can probably sample some of his
sure.
music. And great.
Yeah, he's got some great videos on his website of
yeah.
music. And in a related note, the following day on Sunday, we have Aztec Two Step in concert.
Wow, cool. Okay, and that's just a regular concert as opposed to a benefit, I would assume.
Correct.
Okay, well, great, Jeff. Well, thank you so much for calling us and filling us in, and it sounds like it's going to be a great night and sounds like a successful night and a great way to raise some funds for Defenders of Wildlife.
All right, thanks to WMNF.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. This is Talking Animals. As Jeff just learned firsthand, we're welcoming people to call in and tell us about an event, an animal cause, an animal organization, something that's significant to them, looming soon on the horizon if it's an event, or just something you think we maybe have neglected to give proper attention to on Talking Animals. This is a great chance to grab a little airtime and try to offset that deficit if there is one. So 813-239-9663. Be happy to read emails, and there'll seem to be a lot more of those in the last few minutes, but we'll keep up with as many as we can. And So back to kind of keeping you posted, too, on some animal news and announcements. One thing I want to highlight, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that we're pretty partial to, well, we love all animals, obviously, but we're partial to elephants. And it was really kind of an amazing documentary film on the coming up. On it's going to premiere April 22nd on HBO. If you don't have HBO, go visit somebody who does. Invite yourself over. Anyway, it's called An Apology to Elephants. It's narrated by Lily Tomlin, and it examines the abuse and chronicles efforts to provide more humane treatment to elephants. So it's done by some very accomplished filmmakers, Emmy winner Amy Schatz, amongst others. Jane Wagner is involved, and some of the people that are interviewed on this documentary include more than a few people who have been on the show over the year, but Ed Stewart and the late Pat Derby, who we mentioned earlier, Dr. Joyce Poole, Dr. Joel Parrott, Dr. Mel Richardson, Dr. Cynthia Moss, and others. So, again, I think the first night that it airs is this Monday, April 22nd, 7 p.m. on HBO, and then, of course, as with all things like that, there will be subsequent playdates that you can find online at HBO. And again, the name of the film is An Apology to Elephants. And looking ahead a little bit, Hetbal Animal Shelter and No-Kill Shelter is holding its largest fundraiser of the year, Puppy Love, on May 11th at the Hilton Bayfront in St. Pete. The Hetbal Animal Shelter has been rescuing dogs and cats who are at risk of being euthanized since 2005. And giving them a second chance at a new life in their forever home. The 11th annual Puppy Love Evening includes dinner, silent auction, raffle, and prizes. Music provided by Decibel Nation. throughout the evening, and Dinner Serenade, no less, by jazz singer Deborah Lee. And again, all proceeds raised will directly benefit Pet Pal Animal Shelter and their emergency medical funds. So you can find out more about the fundraiser, make your arrangements, etc., and visit petpalanimalshelter.com, or you can call 727-328-7738. All right, well, we're going to maybe come back to some of these and may take another call or two if we can, but I think right now we're going to step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner. This is Eddie Izzard with a piece called Fox Hunting, Fly Hunting on today's Comedy Corner. I'm talking animals.
And fox hunting, I think, is still happening in this country after years because posh people want to get those foxes for what foxes did to chickens. And remember, posh people have had an alliance with chickens since the First World War. They go to the same clubs and go, yes, yes, I know that. Bark, 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 bark. Oh, really? Did you try that? Bark, 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 bark. With a workstation, fantastic. Bark, 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 bark. Yes, excrement, never really... So they chase... In the red coats and the horse, in the fox hunting thing, and they catch the fox. Mr. Fox, you must be culled. It is a scientific experiment we're doing. You must be killed. How would you wish to be killed? By lethal injection is the safest and most painless way. How would you like to be ripped apart by dogs? I'd really rather not, because it's just... Holy crap! In my mind. And they take the fox all bloody, and they take the young children, and they go blah, 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 in their faces. And the children go, thank you, Father, for blood on my face, for I will never be, and one day I'll grow up to be captain of industry, or captain of a tugboat. So my idea is for posh people to do fly hunting, because no one likes flies. It's a win-win scenario. You get rid of flies, and the posh people can do their hunting, because they don't want to hunt a fox per se, whatever that means. They want to hunt anything that they can hunt, anything that runs away a little bit, like a turtle or a poor person or a member of the Labour Party. Anyone... So, give them fly hunting, give them a flamethrower each. Dun, 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 dun. Got two. There's one. Missed him. Sorry, Tasman. Back of the water over there. Later that day. How did it go, Colonel? Got 45 flies. Fantastic. Two of our party died, I'm afraid. C'est la guerre. It would be so good.
All right. That was Eddie Izzard with a piece called Fox Hunting and Fly Hunting, adapted from his album Live from Wembley. All right. This is Talking Animals. So today we've been inviting folks to call in and talk briefly about their animal organization, event, cause, etc. And we're going to try to squeeze in another one or two as we can before we wrap up the show. So let's... Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Good morning.
Hey, this is Shelly.
I'm sorry?
This is Shelly.
Oh, hi, Shelly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What organization are you calling on behalf of?
It's Great Greyhound Rescue.
It's what? I'm sorry?
Great, G-R-E-A-T, Great Greyhound Rescue of Tampa.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, we've had folks on there from before, so please fill us in and...
Okay, Great's a nonprofit greyhound rescue. Been around since 1990, and you know we want to educate people what wonderful pet greyhounds can be, and to get greyhounds in adoption homes. Always look for fosters, and we do weekly meet and greets every Saturday. You can check our website at great-greyhound.org. We also do yappy hours at local places. We have one coming up April 25th, and another one on April 28th. So we have a great calendar on our website and check it out.
And I'm sorry, Shelly, I think we're in a bad cell zone or you're on a tricky phone or something. Did you say the website is greyhound.org?
No, it's great, G-R-E-A-T dash greyhound.
Oh, okay. I thought we had missed a word. So, okay,
yeah,
that makes a lot more sense.
Greyhound.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so April 25th, and what was the other date of the fundraiser? Did you want to give a quick location or?
April 28th. Barbara Island artwork. And if you look at the website, on Saturdays we do meet and greets at Petco's in New Tampa, Palm Harbor, Groovy Cats and Dogs. There's a very updated calendar on our website. So we'd love to have folks come out and visit with the Greyhounds.
Okay, well, thank you again. We're just really, really having trouble with your cell connection, but I think we got most of it. So thanks. Thanks so much for calling, Shelley. Okay, hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hello, this is Marilyn Weaver. And
good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Duncan. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm with the League of Humane Voters of Florida. We're an organization helping to elect those officials that will enforce and endorse animal welfare legislation. And in that regard, I do a lot of work locally. Currently in Hillsborough, Pasco County, they are trying to save a lot of animals from what they call euthanasia, which is actually not, because these are healthy animals that are being put down. Euthanasia is when an animal is vicious or very sick and can't be saved. So lots of volunteers, including the people that run the organization, are trying to stop this mass killing. And in that effort, I work with them to make better laws for them, their animal services ordinances. And I'm working on one in Pasco County right now where they're allowing breeders to sell at flea markets. And the people that buy from flea markets have no idea what these dogs live in, where they come from, who their parents are, or what they're getting in the way of a dog. So that's one of the things I'm working on. But in order to reduce this killing, I want to make a plea for people to please get involved locally with your shelters. We need fosters to take these dogs in until they can be brought to an adoption site for adoption, because what we're doing also is trying to do off-site adoptions so people have easier access to the animals and can see them in a non-shelter environment where they behave totally differently. And beyond that, we need people to help in the trenches, to come in and volunteer. Let's see, what else do we need? We need donations at these places. But we need people to get involved in their community to address this issue. And I know there are so many people out there that love animals. And also we have a feral cat situation. I call them community cats because they belong to the community. People who have either dumped their cats or inadvertently let them get out, and they become somewhat non-domestic at that point or feral. And now we have clinics that will spay and neuter these animals if people will trap them. So we need to get some people who would be interested in trapping. And you can get all this information if you contact your local shelters, like the Hillsborough Humane Society of Tampa Bay, in Pasco, Animal Services of Pasco County. I am right now heading up their TNR program, which, by the way, means trap, neuter, release, which is the humane way to reduce the overpopulation of cats. And the reason we're going with TNR is because for 100 years we've been killing them in the shelters, and it hasn't worked. So I'm making a plea for our community animals, for the dogs, the cats, and the other ones that end up in our shelters, both Humane Society, SPCA, and Animal Services.
And
go ahead, Duncan.
No, I was just going to say that's great, Marilyn. You've certainly covered a lot of ground. And before we probably need to move on, but I appreciate all this. Why don't you, if you don't mind, give us the website for the League of Humane Voters of Florida as well.
Oh, I'd be pleased. And then they can find all this information there as well.
Sure, exactly.
It's www.lohv, as in victory, hyphen FL.org.
That's great. Yeah, as you say, it's really a comprehensive and everything you just sort of mentioned, people can sort of backtrack and find there. So
everything on there, including legislation, current legislation, which is before our House of Representatives and Senate, regarding animal legislation.
Right, and at some point we're going to devote a full show to the League of Humane Voters of Florida, as you and I discussed, because I think this is such an important thing, and really, as we've learned over the years, the way to really get things done to try to help our animal friends through legislation, really. So
true, Duncan, because if we don't have legislation, we can't enforce anything, and people call all the time and say, I see this cruelty, I see that. But if you don't have a law, you can't do anything.
Absolutely. Okay, Marilyn, we're going to try to squeeze at least one more caller in, but thank you so much for calling.
And thank you, Duncan.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Yeah, hi, is this me, Doug, on the radio?
You are on the radio, sir. What is your name, Doug?
Yeah, Doug. I'm here in Tampa. Love animals. Have a dog myself. I'm struggling with the idea of, you know, with a catch, neuter, release. And I think if we could catch, neuter, declaw, release, or something, just to try and rope in the predation on our bird population.
Well, I got to stop you right there, Doug. The minute you say declaw, you've lost me and probably most people listening, because that is the worst.
But is there a way to resolve the challenges with all the birds being killed by the cat?
Well, you know, some of that is, I think a very complicated issue that we don't have time to get into probably in the remaining couple minutes that we have here. But I am next week. I was going to mention this in a moment, but I'll mention it now. I'm, in fact, just about to record this since I won't be here live next week. I'm going to, my guest is going to be Becky Robinson, the co-founder and president of Alley Cat Alleys, which bills itself the only national advocacy organization dedicated to protection and humane treatment of cats. And, you know, for 20 some odd years, they've been, they sort of were, key pivotal figures in developing a TNR and have looked at it and know more about it than anybody. So
I wish that were a call-in show, because it'd be great to be able to get some specific feedback on techniques and strategies.
Well, I'm gonna certainly ask her about that, and some of, you know, it's a very complicated issue, certainly. But again, no one knows.
Politically charged and challenging for people who love both animals.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's certainly some of the things I intend to speak with her about. And again, Marilyn just sort of touched on it briefly in the call before. So Doug, are you affiliated with any organization, or are you just were sort of wanting to mention that?
Oh no, I'm just here locally as a homeowner and a resident who struggles with those challenges like everyone does.
Right.
Wanting to assure that we have the availability of cats to provide us the joy that cats bring.
Sure.
But also to be able to hear songbirds.
Right.
You
right.
know, and so that's kind of a challenge.
Gotcha.
The whole world.
Yeah, no, it is complicated. And like I say, we'll not only get into it on next week's show in the interview I'll record shortly with Becky, but you know, we've gotten into it in many other shows previously, and no doubt, could you say, as it is emotionally charged, we will get into it in subsequent shows as well, which we will then be able to do on a call-in basis as well.
It'll certainly take a community response.
Absolutely. All right, yeah. Doug, thank you so much.
You take care, and bye for now.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. You might be our last caller, and we might have to ask you to keep it brief.
Duncan, hi. This is Linda Barchi from St. Pete. All I want to say to that last caller is, I think we're one of the last countries in the world that even allow declawing.
Yeah, well, what I didn't really elaborate on, just because we got sidetracked about other things, is, yeah, declawing, a lot of people just, I don't think, realize that that's actually amputating the cat's bones.
Yes.
And so they think it's just clipping their nails, and so they won't claw up the furniture or whatever their reason might be. And, yeah, we've done a lot of shows about this, and that's just, you know, something that, you know, anytime we can educate folks about it, it's really important because, yeah, the cat are in tremendous pain afterwards. They're never the same, and it's cutting bone. It's not clipping their nails. So,
and you know, I didn't know that. I'm a massage therapist, and I had a veterinary on my table, and she said people don't know that's bone. They're cutting off the last joint.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, there's a great organization we've had on a couple times over many, many years of the show called the Paw Project that specifies, their kind of focuses their efforts on these things. And they have a great billboard where you see a human hand with all each sort of joint cut off of the person's hands. And basically saying, you know, sort of stop, or this is what it looks like, or whatever, because otherwise you just can't, understand that when you say declaw, you are cutting through bone. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
well, thanks.
I love
thanks.
Birds too, but it's the natural law of the order of the food chain.
Okay, well, yeah, absolutely. And okay, well, we're just about out of time, and there's, of course, a few more emails I want to quickly get to, and so thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so let's quickly hit a couple other emails before we need to wrap up today's show. Beauty's Haven Farm and Equine Rescue in Morrison, Florida will be hosting their annual Celebration of Life, honoring all past, present, and future horses this Saturday, April 20th, from 1 to 5 p.m. There'll be music, great food, tours of the rescue, and a silent auction to benefit the horses. For more information on that, you can call 813 813- 610-1467. That's the benefit for Beauties Haven Farm and Equine Rescue in Morriston, Florida. Important website here. So a good important pit bull advocate site is stubbydog.org. And they feature adoptable dogs and information on impending breed discrimination legislation and more. So they're also on Facebook. It's Stubby Dog. So I think we might be just about out of time for this. But I appreciate everyone who called in. And I think we, you know, it was nice as we, when we do these shows, we try to do them at least once a year, sometimes more. It does really give a nice mix of kind of what's out there, and even as we saw, you know, some different viewpoints briefly presented, but mainly a great chance to get aware of some events you might not have known were coming up, some organizations you might not have known that were coming up, and even an important issue like, you know, declawing is actually amputating bone, which not everybody obviously realizes, and that's just an important message to get out whenever we can. So again, thanks to all the callers, thanks to all the emailers, and so let's see, I think we're gonna get into Name That Animal Tune, because as I mentioned earlier, we have a pair of tickets as the prize for that to see the Wailers at Janice Live on April 25th. So anyway, so let's get into Name That Animal Tune. Again, you do not need to be a WMNF member to win. It's a giveaway. And again, the prize will be a pair of tickets to see the Wailers. So to the first person who can name this Wailers-relevant tune, animal tune, they call 813-239-9663. It's Name That Animal Tune on Talking Animals. If someone does call in, maybe we'll still try to take it on there. What the heck? Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Can you name that animal, Tim?
Marley, is that three birds?
That is three little birds. Close enough.
Three little birds.
They're close enough. What the heck? We're not going to stand on ceremony here. What is your first name, sir?
My name is Bruce.
Bruce? Okay, cool. Why don't you stay on hold? We'll get you fixed up to go see the Wailers again, April 25th at Janice Live. Thanks for calling. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, folks, we do have a winner for the Wailers tickets, but thanks to all who are calling and have called before. And so we're just about at the end of today's edition of Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. We'll be back next Wednesday, April 24th, when our guest, as I mentioned, will be Becky Robinson, co-founder and president of Alley Cat Allies, which builds itself the only national advocacy organization dedicated to protection and humane treatment of cats. So hope you'll join us for that next Wednesday. And also hope you'll visit our fabulous new revamped great website, talkinganimals.net, where we make available all sorts of information, archives, podcasts, Talking Animals programs, and more. Also have a link there to the Talking Animals Facebook page, our Twitter feed, etc. Please like us on Facebook. Heck, friend me personally, too, if you're so inclined, and follow us on Twitter. That's all found at TalkingAnimals.net. Talking Animals broadcast outreach consultant and Jill of all trades is Libby Busalis. My thanks to her. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. We're closing out today's show with an animal song from Beth Orton. This is Worms taking us up to the NPR News on WMNF Tampa, Brandon, Clearwater, Largo, Weeki Wachee, and beyond. Thanks for listening. Speak with you again next Wednesday at 9 a.m. on Talking Animals. Thanks.
No matter how do you do, it's just you do, that's all. You got what it takes to knock at my door. You want to get all excited, never been here before. And now I'm your Appalachian heathen, the original sin. You ain't got my faith, so best keep your belief. I have waited forever to love someone. I swear I heard you thank your God that time for having me come along. Chickens don't fly, but they have got the wings. No matter how hard they try, they bump into things. They're all running around like their heads on the ground. ground. They got a wishbone where their backbone should have grown. Now I'm your apple-eating heathen and your rib-stealing Eve. And you ain't got my faith, so best keep your belief. I have waited forever to love someone. I swear I heard you thank your God that time for having me come along.
From NPR News in Washington.